We want a big fire, we want a big fire. A what? A big fire.
Don't panic, as there are children here, readily dressed as firemen, ready to put it out. It's the open day at McDonald Road Fire Station. If the building did fill with smoke, we would be safe, with these girls being instructed by firefighter Gordon Hay on how to carry out a successful rescue.
Okay, girls. What we're going to do is we're going to go inside this training unit here, and we're going to do a wee search. Now, there's a wee casualty in there. As we said earlier, a wee casualty is a wee dummy pretending to be a child stuck in a fire. Okay? We'll get you to put the face mask on, and once you're ready, we'll go inside. Now, who's the leader? You're the leader. What's your name?
Holly.
Holly. And the team member?
Sophie.
Holly and Sophie. Okay?
Wait,
now, you go over to the wall and put your right hand on the wall.
That's on the wall.
Okay, keep on sweeping your hand up and down the wall. It's a door handle. Now, what do we do for the doors?
Open it, Holly.
Okay.
Go through the doors.
Okay, right.
And come through. Now, team leader, Holly, close the door. You're looking for the dummy. You're looking for the casualty. Keep your hand on the wall at all times.
So when you're in a fire, you can't actually see anything?
You can't see anything.
So who normally goes in front? I think I found something.
What have you found?
I don't know what.
It's a casualty!
I don't know. It's a casualty!
Yeah! Collect the casualty.
Okay.
Give us your hand. There's the casualty. Now tell your team member.
I've found the casualty.
Okay, so we have to pick up the casualty. Nice and quick. This person needs fresh air. Looking for door handles.
I'm scared. There's no way I'm going.
Don't worry, Holly. I've got your hand.
Open the handle. Well done! Yay! Stop there.
Last year there were 728 residential fires in Edinburgh. That's more than two a day. A week ago, a nearby block of flats almost burnt down, but it was a warning sign to one resident to replace her faulty smoke detectors. Gordon is going to give her a free home safety visit and install some brand new alarms.
Hi, how are you doing? Come on in. Thanks very much.
No problem at all.
I'm Gordon, this is Paul.
Hello, I'm Holly.
Okay.
Hiya.
How's it going? Hi. This is...
That's
the offending smoke detector.
Well, that one there is... It went off the other day when it was... You probably saw there was a fire down below. It went off, but it was really, really quiet. Like, you could hardly hear it.
Okay. There's to be a minimum of two on a split-level flat like this. One at the bottom of your stairs and one at the top of the stairs. So we'll get that changed for you as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That'd be great.
Testing. That's your new smoke detector installed at the lower level, which is fire protection.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, you call a fire service out, we come in, put the fire out there, and ventilate your stairwell.
Okay. I did that the other night because the smoke was so thick, I could smell it all in the house, so I just shut the door because otherwise it would have come in more.
There was still
soot all over the surfaces of the house the next day, so.
No, you did absolutely perfectly. That's good. These days, a lot of plastics, and two or three breaths of that, and you become incapacitated.
Yeah, I could feel it in my lungs as well, just even from outside.
So that's you did the exact right thing. So that's good. But as always, the phone number is on the sheet here. Any other worries, you can get in touch with the Lothian Bother Fire and Rescue Service, and we'll answer any of your questions.
That's great. Thank you very much for coming.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Fire is just one of the emergencies the brigade deal with. Community firefighter Kenny Jameson.
For the whole of July, we had so much rain, we had all that flooding. And how were the fire service involved in that?
Fire service is very active in flooding incidents, and we were very, very busy for that whole period. And what happens is if we go along and help to protect people's property, if people's houses are flooded, we pump the water out of the houses for them, try and help alleviate places where the rivers are flooding their banks and try and pump the water away to other places.
Where were the main places in Edinburgh affected?
We had a lot of trouble in the Stockbridge Colonies area and quite a bit of trouble up the Morningside area.
So quite expensive houses up there?
Yeah. And also, a couple of years ago we had a severe flood problems in the Murrayfield area. That didn't seem to be as bad this time because we've the new flooding system that Edinburgh Council have put in. So it was other areas, unfortunately, now moved down, as I said, to Stockbridge Colonies area.
So some places have improved flooding defences, and yep. other places still need work.
How trivial are some of the call-outs that you do? Obviously, there's the old joke about the cat up the tree. Do you ever get anything like that anymore?
We don't do cats up trees. We don't go to things like that. No emergency call is trivial as far as we're concerned. If someone feels that they're in danger or they think that they've seen something that's dangerous and they call the fire service, we don't have a problem with that.
Edinburgh is proud to be the home of the world's first municipal fire service, started here in 1824. However, there are big changes next year, with the 8 Scottish regions merging to form one national service. This is Tristan Davis reporting for Castle FM Scotland News in Edinburgh.